John, that was a hell of a strike to win the game, but what did you think of the match overall?
I thought, I can't fault the lads' effort. If you compare that to Saturday, when I was apologising, I'm not going to apologise for anything tonight. I've got five academy kids on there for the start. I've got two young 16, 17-year-olds coming off the bench as well, and that's what I have to do. And to limit them to just that one chance, really. I thought there's some great performances. I thought Corey Roberts was outstanding tonight. I thought Maz did himself some real credit. Sometimes you get sucker punched, you get kicked in the teeth, and I'm a bit gutted for my lads, for my young lads, and for Corey and Mitch, because it's when you make your debut like Tobias, it's never nice to be on the losing side. But I said, if you're going to lose, then and you've give your all, that's all I'll ask. And I'm sure, and I hope myself, the chairman, director, the staff, I'm proud of some of my young players tonight. And we have to be quite brave as a club, because this is where we are moving forward, and these players will get stronger from the experience, and eventually they will turn into really accomplished players, I think. And it's about a bit of patience. Of course, disappointed to lose, but they didn't deserve to lose tonight. I thought it was a bit of a wonder strike from Eagles, and that's the only real chance that they've had tonight.
Yeah, and you've been unlucky when Kieran Morris has hit the bar. You've had a couple of other opportunities where the keeper's made good saves as well, haven't you?
We seem to keep saying that every week, don't we? And if you don't take your chances, you always leave yourself open that one chance you can get done by it. But I'm proud of my players, my young players. Disappointed for them, disappointed for the lads. But a different feeling to Saturday, Rob. It's I can't fault the lads' effort. Think areas to improve, of course there is, but they're young. They're a young group, and for me, they'll be stronger from the experience.
And you went down the youth route very much today, particularly with your bench, but that was always your intention, wasn't it?
It was, and it's important. Even sometimes being on the bench can still get you used to the environment, get you used to first-team football and playing for livelihoods, as we call it. And each one of them deserves their chance because they've worked so well in training. Jordan Sanger didn't get on the pitch tonight, but he's done really well in training. Maz has been outstanding, so he gets his chance tonight. And it's important that they see a pathway. My kids need to see a pathway. And we've got great directors at this club, great staff who believe in the pathway for our young kids to have a chance to play in our first team. And I'm sure the majority of fans see that as well. And it's a credit to the fans and a credit to the club for having the balls to do it. And I'm proud of my players, and I'm just a bit gutted for them to be on the losing side.
And Ernest Toomer wasn't in the 18 today. Has he suffered a recurrence of his injury?
Yeah, he felt it late on in the game. Coventry just got his foot caught again and just rocked it a bit, and a little bit of swelling, so wasn't available tonight.
And other players like Osborne, Jackson, you felt that the young players, it was better for you to have a look at them rather than include some of your more senior players?
Yeah, I know what they can do. We've got a few who are quite leggy at the moment. You see tonight, with a couple of my players, we're hitting a bit of a wall now, and I could see that on Saturday. I think it was important we freshened it up tonight, and I thought they'd give their all, and we needed to just get it a little bit more energy on the pitch.